Welcome to the Q-Tips for Your Ears podcast series. During each session, we will highlight a new topic to improve healthcare quality and patient outcomes. My name is Dee Kayser, and my colleague Tammy Wagner is with me today. We are quality improvement advisors for Great Plains Quality Innovation Network. Thanks for taking the time to join us. The topic for this Q-Tips podcast is skin and wounds and how to prevent injury and improve healing. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, Dee and listeners.
So can you tell the listeners a little background about skin before we talk about wounds and healing?
I think that's important for sure. So just a little bit. The skin is made up of multiple layers. We're going to only talk about three layers today: the epidermis, the dermis, and the hypodermis. All three of these layers vary in their function. The skin serves as a barrier against pathogens, ultraviolet light, chemicals, and injury. Skin also maintains the body temperature and prevents water loss from the body. The skin is considered an organ, and we could really have this entire podcast get into everything our skin layers do for us and how many there are, because there's more than three layers. Just know that we should not take our skin for granted. We really need to take good care of our skin.
Okay, well, that's a good foundation, Tammy, for what you're going to talk about. So can you give us what the definition is, or what is considered a wound to the skin?
Yes, wounds are defined as any injury or a disorder that affects the skin that is caused by things like cuts, burns, pressure, surgery, diabetes, and vascular diseases, and any chronic health conditions, having multiple health conditions at the same time, such as diabetes and heart condition, can make skin issues even more challenging.
There are so many skin wounds we could talk about. What are we going to talk about specifically today, Tammy?
Yes, again, we could have a podcast for every kind of wound, so we need to limit that. You're so right. So today we're going to talk about the most common skin injury in older people, and that is skin tears and pressure injuries. A skin tear is a wound that happens when the layers of the skin separate or peel back. This can happen as a result of bumping something or washing or drying the skin too harshly. These happen most often on the arms and the legs. To prevent a skin tear, keep your skin clean, moisturize, and protect the skin. Keep well hydrated. Keep your nails short and filed. Pat or cushion any sharp edges and items, such as wheelchairs or hard objects in the home, like table corners, bed frames. Avoid tape or adhesives on the skin.
Okay, so we're both nurses, and we know that we see a lot of skin tears in our older population. Why does the skin tear so much easier with older skin?
There are a lot of factors that we could go into, but most are age-related changes. And the top one is just the reduced dermal thickness. We lose the fatty tissue, and then the loss of elasticity in our skin. So the loss of the fatty tissue along with the loss of elasticity just can cause that breaking of the skin so easy just by bumping it on something.
That's so true. I notice that even in myself sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, how did I get that bruise? Or, you know.
Yes.
So if we ourselves get a skin tear, or someone we're caring for gets one, what's the best treatment?
Yeah, so, you know, gently rinse the skin tear with, you know, a saline solution. Be careful not to cause additional tearing. Allow that skin tear to air dry, or maybe pat it very carefully. Never rub it. If there is still a flap of skin, carefully place it back in position if possible. Sometimes physicians, doctors, providers will pull the skin together and maybe put Steri-Strips on it to heal. Those Steri-Strips have something on it that won't cause more adherence. That adhesive is light and easier. They'll dry and flake off on their own. Not something you usually have to tear off. Skin tears are usually not serious, but need to always watch for signs of infection. That redness, maybe some swelling around it, any foul odor or any drainage that comes from that, other than, you know, maybe some red blood. But if it's a discolored drainage that's coming from that, more pain than usual, that redness and more swelling, you need to have it seen.
Okay, so if someone does this at home and they break that barrier of the skin, it would be good for them to check with their provider to make sure they're up to date on their tetanus toxoid.
Yes. Yeah, okay. That is always a good thing. Make sure you're up to date on that.
Okay. All right, so you've outlined skin tears, and can you move on to pressure ulcers?
Yes. Okay, so pressure injuries are a challenge, but they are also preventable. Pressure injuries can occur from sitting or lying in one position for too long, and most likely occur on bony parts of the body, such as elbows, hips, ankles, and the tailbone. Pressure injuries and skin tears can be very painful, and they can take a long time to heal.
All right. So what is the best prevention for pressure injuries?
If you're able to move regularly, make sure to check your skin on a regular basis, especially those bony areas. These pressure injuries can begin to form in a very short period of time, really in as little as 2 hours, sometimes less, depending on your skin and the amount of sometimes the fatty tissue that you have. These can lead to infection that spread to the bloodstream if left untreated. Pressure injury is more likely to develop in people who are, like I said, undernourished or who, again, leak urine or poop. Being undernourished makes the skin thin, dry, and rigid, and more likely to tear or break. And being incontinent of bladder or bowel exposes the skin to moisture, which leads to irritation and then into pressure injury.
And so, again, we've got that word infection. Yes. So, like you said, anytime there's an infection, there's always the chance for sepsis.
Yes.
So time is the acronym to remember. And if it isn't healing, or, you know, the symptoms of sepsis, get to your provider, the ER, make sure that that's not occurring.
Yeah.
All right. So
I think one thing, just sitting here, you know, talking about it, we're talking about skin tears and pressure injury, but I think as we age and there's more infections out there, there's more bacteria, there's more just stuff in the environment, and we're always talking about hand washing, but anytime we have a break in the skin, again, the skin is an organ, the skin is there as our protector, we need to watch those. Because I have treated people in the emergency department for sepsis that they did not tell us that they had, you know, sometimes it's literally a hangnail that got infected. Mm-hmm. They had a bandage on their toe. Like, if you're in the emergency department and you suspect sepsis and they don't have like a likely area, I guess what I'm saying to the public is, any type of infection, please tell the nurses, the doctors, even if you think it is the slightest infection or break in the skin, because those can be the entry infection.
Right. Paper cuts, even.
Yeah,
I've paper cuts. Heard of people, right? So, good points. So, is there some bullet points that you want to highlight on ways people can reduce their risk of pressure injury or skin tears?
Yeah, so do what you can do for yourself as long as you do it safely. Shower yourself, dress yourself, walk as much as you can, walk around every couple of hours. Just change positions, you know, as much as you can. If you're sitting still, notice how many changes in position you do even in just a 15-minute time frame. And for those people who can't change positions themselves, you know, that's where those pressure injuries develop. So just think about that. Help remind people to change positions. Move your legs, your ankles, whenever possible. Sit out of bed rather than sit up in bed, as this sitting up in bed puts pressure on your tailbone. Move frequently. Small changes make a difference. Check your skin regularly. Is your skin red, blistered, broken? Do you have pain near a bony area? Are your bed or clothes damp? Do you have a skin tear? Eat healthy food and drink enough water. Those are very important in maintaining healthy skin and play a key role in wound healing. If you have an injury, you need to increase your protein intake. That will help.
Yes, protein is needed for healing.
Yes.
Very true. All right. Well, thank you, Tammy. It's always a pleasure to have you give us these tips for healthy living all the way around. So
thanks,
we appreciate it. Yeah. All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's Q-tips for your ears session. We look forward to connecting with you next time. Have a great day.
Have a great day.